This is the Eating Well podcast number 7 on beverages for Sunday, December 4th, 2005.
You can visit our website at eatingwellpodcast.blogspot.com.
Or send us comments or questions to our email at eating.well@gmail.com.
The intro music is Groove It by Dennis Kitchen, part of the PodSafe Music Network, available at music.podshow.com. Hosting for this podcast has been provided by OurMedia.org in cooperation with Archive.org. Thank you very much. So, we're back after Thanksgiving.
Yes, we made it through it.
Hope everyone had a successful, planned, well-prepared Thanksgiving and is recovering nicely.
Yeah, I did pretty well overall.
Yeah, I can't complain. I did stick to my plan. I said, well, I'm going to have a piece of regular pumpkin pie and a scoop of ice cream, and I did.
Ooh. Did you enjoy it?
It was spectacular.
That's what really counts. You know, you make a good plan, you figure out your calorie budget, put what's supposed to be in there, what's not maybe, but really enjoy the extras.
I got my physical activity, got my exercise in for that day, so even on a regular day, that's pretty much a challenge. So having it on that special day is something I'm proud of. I got it in under, I would consider, a stressful situation.
I was pretty proud of myself for starting my day off with my shake, you know, the little supplements I add to my regular routine. But normally on a holiday, you're thinking, well, I'm going to have a lot of calories, so maybe I shouldn't really have them this day, but I started off the day with a good plan.
Yeah, I made a point not to go hungry. If you're interested in any of this, you should listen to the special edition of our podcast for the holiday 2005 season, where we talked about making plans for special events like this that tend to be about food.
And there's some good tips that might help you over the next few weeks throughout the Christmas and New Year's celebrating you might be doing. But today we're talking about beverages.
And there's a lot of beverages, and we're still in the holiday season, and this is not necessarily about holiday focus, right?
Right, and you know, we have this kind of, calorie focus because it is the holidays, you know, overall, like just sitting here talking, you and I, but if you're listening to the show many months away, just keep in mind that these are tips that one can use any time of the year.
Absolutely, and the reason we're bringing it to you is, In our opinion, beverages have a high potential for out-of-control calories, unnecessary calories. It is a calorie issue. Many beverages have far more calories than people realize. Most of the really high beverages are recreational and serve no nutritional value. Some people drink the really high-calorie beverages very often.
And, you know, typically one doesn't even realize how many calories they're actually drinking. You know, you look at a label on a bag of chips or a frozen entree at lunch, and you're aware that there's calories when you chew it, when you eat it. But when you're drinking it, you don't always realize that there's a lot of calories getting into your body rather quickly.
Oh, yeah. And there's one all-star, at least in the United States, as far as, you know, people casually downing 8 to 1,100 calories.
Are you talking about soda?
No, this would be a morning beverage that some people choose to start their day with.
Coffee, okay. Yeah. Well, because coffee on its own is no calories.
Right.
It's really negligible. However, we like to stop at our local coffee house and add the syrups and the whipped cream and lots of extra calories.
Oh, yeah. And can you tell we're trying to avoid a plug for that company that doesn't need a plug?
Ding, ding, ding. Yeah, so, there's enough people stopping there already, and not only getting their 500 to 1,000 calorie beverage, but they're adding a pastry to the mix. So, you know, your entire day's calories can be gone in one stop.
Oh, yeah. And what's the nutritional value of something like that?
Well, I mean, you know, a lot of the drinks they do have contain milk.
All right,
you're getting some calcium, some protein, so you're getting something, but it's not something you should brag about.
No, this is not a... That's not the best way. That's not the best choice you could be making.
Absolutely not.
In show 6, we talked about carbs and how fruits are great sources of good carbs. And as a side note, Michelle mentioned that you should limit your intakes of fruit juices or try to volumize them. And that's because of calorie concerns. People tend to view fruits as high calorie foods, but we do want to be eating them because they have loads of nutritional value. Because they have loads of nutritional value and aren't so outrageous in calories to cause a problem.
Right.
It's a trade-off. See, you're taking this high nutritional value food. It's got more calories than, say, a vegetable, but that's worth it. Those are the calories that you want to have.
Right. You know, I hear this all the time. People will say, oh, I'm avoiding avocados because they're too high in fat, or bananas are a little higher in calorie, or a specific fruit is too high in sugar. And, you know, that's something that we should keep in mind, especially if you're diabetic and you're watching your glucose levels. But for the most part, as Steve just said it, you can't get much better than a fruit. The only thing with equal nutrition for low calories is veggies.
Right.
So,
well,
yeah.
The problem comes when you're taking your nice health-promoting orange or apple and squeezing out only the very sweetest juices and tossing the rest of it.
The fiber.
You're losing a lot of the things that make the fruit so beneficial to us and still retaining the highest calorie part of the fruit, which is the fructose or naturally occurring sugars. And we drink this concentrated fruit because it tastes good, and there are some significant vitamins and other nutrients in things like orange and grape juice, but now the trade-off that you're making for nutrition versus calories is nowhere near as good as if you'd just eaten the fruit.
And you know, your example of squeezing the juice and taking away the fiber, you're still going to drink great concentrated vitamins and minerals and nutrition. This is assuming that you're taking your own fruit, and squeezing out the juice from it. It's not as if you're going to the grocery store and buying a bottle that says fruit juice, because typically there's lots of stuff added to it, for the most part. But the thing you have to keep in mind is that if you're going to squeeze out the juice and drink it, you're going to have to squeeze several pieces of fruit to get one cup. You know, I'm just saying cup is a general term here, any size cup of juice. And you can drink it rather quickly. I mean, how fast can you drink a glass of apple juice?
Oh, very quickly.
Yeah.
And how many apples did it take to fill your glass?
Several.
You're concentrating the calories from several apples into one glass of juice. You're devolumizing.
Right.
If that is such a word. It's not a word, I don't think.
It is.
Devolumizing.
But you know, if you sat down and ate the amount of fruit that it would take to drink a single glass of juice, it would take a long time. It would take a lot of time. You'd be very full. You're getting a lot of fiber. So the bottom line here is, rather than drink the fruit juice, just eat the entire fruit.
Much better choice. And since we are talking about beverages in this podcast, it'd be nice to just throw a little plug in. It's a little self-promotion for episode number 1 of the Eating Well podcast, where we addressed hydration, and water is a beverage. It is the optimal beverage, I believe. And in that show, we recommended having a minimum of 64 ounces every day.
And you know, I think we chose to start off with this point because it's so easy to do and so beneficial.
Absolutely.
I mean, 64 ounces a day, you hear that all the time, but that's not that easy to do. It's not a very simple thing for most people to do. You and I, no problem. Yeah. We've been doing this a while.
Yeah.
But for the most people out there, if you're not getting in your water, if you're feeling lethargic or tired, headachey, increase your water. It's such a simple thing once you get used to it.
Yeah. And then once you get in the habit of doing it, you're going to know right away if you break your habit. You know, your body tells you immediately, hey, having that water around was really handy. Let's keep that up.
But don't forget, if you're at, like, you know, 8 o'clock at night and you have, 40 ounces to go,
yeah.
You don't want to down it all and be in the bathroom all night, because then you're going to have to worry about sleep.
Yeah.
So let's just kind of move on a little bit to alcohol. You know, alcohol is a big beverage in the U.S., or anywhere. It's a big beverage of choice overall. But it's essentially, there's no nutritive value.
Right. But it's also, it's a cultural icon. There's lots of tradition surrounding and its consumption, and lots of socializing that's done around its consumption. And some people don't socialize unless it's around, you know?
And, you know, I don't know if you drink at all, personally, but this is the time, and one of the reasons we really wanted to focus on this, we do have Christmas and New Year's coming. There's a lot of holiday parties and functions. And I do drink alcohol occasionally in moderation. But it's something you clearly have to plan for and realize that you should get your nutrition in overall for the day and not think, well, gosh, tonight's my holiday party. I know I'm going to have two glasses of wine, which is, let's say, 400, 500 calories. So therefore, I'm going to eat less fruits and veggies today or less protein. You know, you can't really trade them off.
No, and it's the same thing we mentioned before in the special edition where we said, no matter what happens at the end of the day, if you haven't met your nutritional needs, meet those, regardless of the calories.
Right.
It's still important. You still have the same nutritional needs as you did when you didn't eat the whatever or drink the whatever.
Right. And an important thing to note as well with alcohol in particular is that if you're at a social function and you're drinking, after a drink or so, you start making different decisions. So if there's a lot of ready-to-eat foods, finger foods, nuts, candies, pastries, any food for that matter that's not the veggie tray, you kind of start wandering by and nibbling.
Well, gosh, there's none of that stuff in my local bar.
Well, yeah, so you're talking about a bar and I'm talking about a party, right?
Right.
But you are, I mean, there is little, are you joking?
No.
Because sometimes at bars they have the little things of crackers and nuts.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that you can just sit there and mindlessly eat.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah. In fact, you know, it's common knowledge that they encourage that stuff to keep you nice and thirsty, right?
Oh, is that what it is? The salt.
That makes lots of salt.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
And, you know, like Steve was mentioning to me earlier, you know, it's a social gathering. We meet on purpose for drinks.
Sure.
A happy hour.
That's right.
At a bar. We actually plan to sit somewhere and have drinks,
right,
which is totally fine, you know, if you're used to doing that and that's your social hour. But make a plan.
By the way, a lot of your hangover as a result of consumption of alcohol is caused by dehydration, and your salty snacks is only going to compound that, you know, further dehydrate you. So hydration is important. We said it before, we'll say it again. Hydrate, especially if you're going to be consuming alcohol.
So I think I just want to say that I'm not really saying never drink alcohol, but just keep in mind it doesn't do anything positive for the body. It's not needed for any biological functions.
Yeah, well.
It's empty calories. There's no nutritional value. I don't recommend it to anybody. If you want to use it, that's your discretion, but please practice moderation and realize that it's not really benefiting you in any way. I know you might disagree with me.
Yeah, well.
And actually, I meant to say that about the coffee as well. This is an argument I have regularly with people. We talked about starting your day with coffee and caffeine in general, and it's kind of used as a drug.
Well, of course it is. Some people can't start their day without it, or they believe they can't start their day without it. It's got a powerful psychological effect on people, I believe.
And then some people that like to start their day with the coffee, with the caffeine to get their motors revved up to get going, also supplement it throughout the day with soda, with diet soda, some kind of caffeinated beverage just to keep going and try to think clearly. And once again, not needed for the body.
No.
Caffeine is, you might argue that caffeine is needed for the body.
You can train yourself to be dependent on caffeine, or you can train yourself not to be dependent on caffeine. Your body will adapt. We're creatures of habit, so try and form the best habits you can.
And, you know, if you're listening to this and you know that you're one of those people out there that really rely on caffeine, don't start tomorrow with no caffeine.
Yeah.
You're currently drinking 4 cups of caffeinated beverage per day. Maybe tomorrow go down to 3. And have that for a few days. And then go down to 2. And just start tapering down. You're going to get a horrible headache and be very mad at us.
Yeah.
If you just go from 4 to 0.
Right. So alcohol is pretty easy, right? Holiday season rolls around. There's a couple of traditional drinks that get set out or served up. And eggnog comes to mind immediately.
Oh, yeah.
You know, eggnog is high calories, high fat. And even if that applies, even if you're having it without the rum, right?
You know, it's funny. I was looking in my own refrigerator today because I have roommates that buy other foods, and there's one with no alcohol in it that was purchased for Thanksgiving. Luckily, it's still sealed up and no one drank it because a half a cup serving was a little over 200 calories, 9 grams of fat, over half of those being saturated fat. And once again, you know, there's not a lot of nutritive value in there. It was, I looked at the list of ingredients, and there's sugar and corn syrup and egg yolks and nothing we really need.
All right. So We're not saying don't have it, but realize what you are having when you do have it.
Right.
I mean, just because it's holiday time and, you know, whatever, it doesn't mean it doesn't count.
And on that note, actually, it's very difficult to do sometimes. When you're at someone's house or at a restaurant, you're not going to be served a beverage with a label on it. So it's right. hard to actually realize what you're getting.
That's right. And so, you know, and if you can't, if you're not willing to avoid the food altogether, then what you have to do is practice a little portion control. You don't have to drink everything that's in your glass. You don't have to have several glasses. You know, have it, taste it. You had some. You need to appreciate the fact that what you're having is extraordinarily high in calories. And denying yourself is only going to make you want it or feel deprived. So plan to have some.
And do a little research. You know, if you're out there drinking something regularly that you haven't really paid attention to, but you do care about nutrition and calories, but you don't really consider drinks into this category, you know, look in your local computer, your calorie book, or even where you're going. If you go to a coffee house, typically if it's a chain, you can ask them to look in their book behind the counter if you don't want to look on their website, and they'll tell you exactly what you're drinking.
Well, there's a little bit of like a dread. You know how you might dread going to the dentist because you know he's going to find something, or you might dread going to the doctor because you don't want to hear any bad news? I do not want to go to the website after I've eaten or drinking something and look something up. Because, you know, if it's something I've got to look up, it's not a good one.
It's kind of like not weighing yourself on the scale because you don't want to see the number.
Yeah. Well, it's better to know than not know.
I agree.
If you're of the mindset to be even curious about what calorie and nutrition information is in the foods, you got to look it up.
And you know, looking it up beforehand is more than likely going to help you make a different decision on choosing that beverage to put into your plan.
Or at least the quantity.
Oh yeah, you know, if you know that a large fancy coffee is 1,000 calories, but a medium or a small is 200 or 300, you can save yourself a lot of exercise.
Yeah, that's one way to look at it. You know, the other thing is, when you get in the habit of reading labels, you become more aware of when you're eating foods that don't have labels.
Right.
It suddenly springs to your mind, well, there is no label to check. But that mindset only comes about when you're in the habit of reading labels.
Yeah, it's true.
So we'll have to do a label reading episode.
Kind of talking a little bit more about, you know, alcohol and beer, etc. There's a lot of drinks that are advertised out there that are low carb.
Yeah, I don't know if this is a strictly United States thing, but I can't imagine that it is, because this low carb trend is just everywhere. You know, it's so
low carb pasta, low carb bread, low carb bagels. Now there's low carb beer.
Right.
You know, they're basically just trying to minimize the calories for you, and now they're even. Some of the other alcoholic companies are advertising their no carbs. Doesn't mean it's a better choice. It just means there's lower carbs.
It's a calorie issue.
Exactly.
It's a calorie issue. We said that at the very beginning of this. It's a calorie issue. There's still the same amount of calories. There's still the alcohol in there, which has got the dehydration effect.
Mm-hmm.
So we mentioned the importance of having proper hydration. We're saying it again. Do you think it matters to us? I keep mentioning it like this. Anyway, but low carb beer is not the same as it's not a diet food. You know, you're still having a recreational beverage.
And having a 180 proof alcohol mixed with a diet soda is advertised as low carb. Doesn't mean it's good for you.
No.
Okay.
No. You're making a better choice, I'll give you that. Having it with a diet soda is going to reduce the calories some. But it's still a recreational beverage, and you still have to exercise portion control. I think for a lot of people, they say, well, I'm having lower calories, so I'm making a better choice, so I can have more, right?
Right.
Well, you're kind of undoing it, right? You're trading off what you would prefer to have for something you would not prefer to have. And getting the same result as if you had what you just wanted to have. Does that make any sense?
Actually, no.
Okay.
Want to try again? Actually, maybe they'll get it.
If that made no sense at all, don't send me an email.
If it did, then use it.
That's right.
And, you know, I can't help but add my little thoughts on this about holiday drinking relating to stress or frustration, or, you know, there's going to be family around that you maybe you know, don't see all year long, but, you know, they kind of irritate you.
I've got some of those.
Yeah, I think we all do. And then, you know, you might just be stressed out. I mean, more so than normal. And that's a typical reason that I hear a lot to overeat or overconsume in anything, especially alcohol during the seasons. But, you know, and neither Steve or I are really qualified to get into, you know, drinking and that type of psychological issue on its own. But just be aware that it's not going to make your stress go away.
That's right.
It temporarily might distract you and knock you out for the night, but it's not really going to do you any good as far as your weight management is concerned.
You know, in the case of the relative that's just an ass, they're still going to be an ass tomorrow. They're going to be an ass if you ate half a pint of ice cream. They're going to be an ass if you got wasted. It's not going to change, so...
You know, that's one of my favorite scenarios to use with overeating. People tell me all the time, gosh, I ate those cookies because I was really stressed out. My kids were being really bad, and I just ate the cookies. Yeah. And I'm like, well, after you ate the, you know, 2,000 calories worth of cookies, were your kids little angels? No, they were still being bad. And now you feel guilty about eating the cookies, and now you have to go deal with the kids.
Yeah.
So it's really not a win-win situation at all.
Well, we're going to bring it up one more time. Drink a lot of water as a way to reduce the amount of calories you're getting from your beverages. You won't be thirsty if you've consumed the appropriate amount of water. If you're feeling thirsty, fill up with water and enjoy the recreational beverage, right?
Oh, yeah.
Recreational beverages are not intended to quench thirst.
Right. And usually they have the opposite effect.
That's
I experienced this the other night in my own holiday party. I had a glass of wine. It was everyone celebrating. Had my wine glass, and I realized, gosh, you know, just like always happens, I'm feeling really dehydrated. So I went and rinsed out my wine glass and filled it up with water. And then realized, you know, I'm just walking around with everyone else carrying my wine glass. This is just fine.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like bubbly water or anything fancy, but I feel like I'm part of the party because I'm holding my wine glass.
Right.
And every chance I got, I just went and refilled it with water.
Yeah.
About 10 different times.
That's easy to do. It's easy, a small little change. And just being mindful of that sort of opportunity can make a tremendous difference in your life overall, because these sorts of changes can happen all over the place. And that's one of the things we're hoping to kind of highlight for people is, look, all of these little decisions are the ones that matter.
Right.
It's not the big decision, oh, I need to lose 20 pounds. That's not the one that counts. Your commitment to do it is important, but it's all these little changes that you make in your life that have the impact.
And you know what? Another benefit of doing this I found is that when you're walking around with a glass of wine, there's typically someone that's going to walk by and offer you more. Here, let me top that off for you. But if you're holding a glass with water, that's usually not going to be the case.
Right.
So just like we have food pushers, you know, oh, just have a bite or just taste this. There's actually also drink pushers.
Sure.
Drink pushers. Either they're offering to top your glass off or just to get you something special that's being made. But if you're carrying around a glass that's already full with water, there's usually not someone walking around with a pitcher of water. Unless it's a fancy event and it's catered, et cetera.
Right.
To top it off for you. And if they do, great. Let them top off your water.
Well, the reason we bring it up is it's bad portion control. Now someone else is monitoring your portion and you're losing track, because if
right.
it was a third full and you thought, well, okay, then they refilled it and then I drank half of that and then someone filled it again and
right.
then I drank the whole one and someone filled it. Well, how much did you have?
Yeah, because you came tonight saying, well, I'm going to have two glasses of wine, two beers, two mixed drinks, etc. And that's your plan.
Right.
Well, like Steve's saying, if it's halfway done, someone tops it off, and then you go to fill up another one, you've totally lost count.
Yeah, there's no way. We wanted to mention, as part of talking about portion control, that Michelle and I are both Americans. We use the empirical measurements for everything. We don't know metric. We're stupid Americans. We don't know or use metric in our daily lives. So if you don't have any idea what a cup is, and someone did send us an email, thank you very much, that they don't use cups.
So
they
I'm
don't know what they are.
And I had to, you know, Steve and I talked about this, and we're realizing there's people not in this country listening to the show, but also there's people right here that don't really know what a cup is. So I think you have a website to mention.
Right. And there'll be a link in the show. So if you just head over to our website, you'll have a nice, easy to click on link over to onlineconversion.com. And there's a couple of ways you can convert stuff. So just so you get a rough idea when we talk about, I think we did the math, and it's just short of 250 milliliters for one cup.
And so, you know, I also just want to mention that, you know, we have been talking a lot about the holidays and the drinks that are coming up. So we're not here saying that, well, here comes New Year's, you can't celebrate with your champagne toast. But just have a conservative plan and drink in moderation and be safe. But realize that it does lead to different food choices. They are empty calories with no nutritional value, and they're just not needed by the body. So make wise choices.
And it's hard for us to make a specific recommendation as far as what is good portion control for any particular person, you know?
I don't know. I think it is easy to make a recommendation. The recommendation is none. Right? The body doesn't need it. So I recommend you have none. But if you're going to choose it, have a maximum. There's no minimum that the body needs.
Right.
Right? It's not like vitamin A or vitamin C or, you know, antioxidants, right?
Yeah.
Fiber. It's not anything that the body actually needs to function. So the recommendation I think would be is choose your maximum and choose it wisely.
Figure out how many calories it's going to be ahead of time. Decide what it is you're going to have.
Right. The reason we kind of mentioned earlier, like, you know, don't take away nutritional calories to have your drinks is because I have had friends in the past that say, well, I'm on this, you know, 1,400 calorie plan and I'm saving up because I know I'm going to drink tonight.
Right.
Right? Or so, I had coffee this morning and I want to drink tonight, so I'm eating, like, a little nutritional bar in the middle of the day and that's it.
Right.
That's not a balanced nutrition. That's not the way we want to do things. So basically, I guess we would just want to be aware that we are drinking calories. If we're not drinking herbal tea, decaf coffee, diet soda, of course, water. I mean, for the most part, if you're not drinking something where you know has zero calories, chances are it's chocked full of calories, possibly a lot of fat.
Yeah.
Right? And we're drinking them in very large cups, very large servings. You know, we used to have a little mug or a small cup that you'd order somewhere, but now our portion sizes of actual, you know, beverage cups that you order out there are huge.
Especially in this country. I don't know, if you've never been to the United States, it's hard for you to imagine the vast difference, but it's really mind-boggling. You know, we're not talking about a pint of anything. If you got served a pint of anything in the United States, it would be the kids serving, you know?
Right.
There would be, people would look at you like you were a crazy person.
Right.
People would be offended.
And you know, I recently took a trip to Europe and I was reminded of exactly what our portions are compared to people that are healthier than us. And it's astronomical. A thing I want to mention here, if you haven't seen it, I highly recommend you see the movie Super Size Me.
Oh, yeah. Martin Spurlock, I think. Is
Morgan.
That guy?
Morgan Spurlock.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he also has another show out, but I forget the name of it. But anyway, we put a link on our website for that.
Oh, yeah.
SuperSizeMe.com.
Yeah, it's an excellent movie. The DVD is out. It's got a couple of bonus features in it. Excellent. Highly recommended.
So anyway, have a wonderful holiday. Watch out for those calories and fat that you might be consuming in your beverages, the empty calories, hidden fat, lack of nutrition.
Hydration, portion control. Good plan. That's all we got.
That's it.
Be well.
Be well.
The exit music is So Funky It Stinks by Furious Ball, part of the PodSafe Music Network, available at music.podshow.com.